ears. I can't do it.
Well, another big new Apple event to introduce the new ultra-thin, super-long iPad Maxi. With wings. What do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome Pulitzer Prize-winning author Jane Smiley, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who would like to thank his school buddy, Jay Bubrick, for sitting in for him in the Washington High Wall of Fame induction, it's Michael Feldman.
That's true. Thanks, Jay. I owe you, man. I was inducted, but I wasn't there to be inducted. So Jay graciously sat there with my picture in his lap and tried to look as much like me as possible. This is Milwaukee, Washington High School. Wall of Fame. Wall of Fame. Bud Selig's in it. And somebody else. And I'm in that, so very excited about that. Well, let's see. In all the news that isn't, in lieu of a raise, Apple offers to freeze the eggs of female employees. Been following this? Egg freezing is the latest perk. What a great perk. For a slight fee, actually, they'll hatch them through the through the App Store. Response has been mixed. Most women say, a fridge to keep their lunches would be nice, rather than actually freezing their eggs. They won't give you a parking space, but they'll freeze your eggs. That's pretty cool. Some fear it's part of Steve Jobs' eugenics plan to create a race of Apollonian test tube babies using frozen eggs of employees. Of course, they will automatically upgrade with every product introduction. They'll have no choice. You can tell them with their retina eyes. You can see them around now, actually. We're still waiting to see where Hobby Lobby falls on the egg freezing thing, so. Meanwhile, gentlemen, I don't see Apple freezing our sperm anytime soon. In non-egg freezing news that isn't, Whole Foods rolls out good, better, and best rankings of its food. So that would be whole, wholer, and wholest. At these prices, they better all be best, is all I can say, right? I'm going to Half Foods if they're not. In the market, Dow Jones goes to Davy Jones. They're now calling it the Obama Jones Index. Because it's his fault, let's face it, everything else is. Ebola czar, there's an honor you can live without. How many guys turned it down before the guy took it, as I want to know. Of all the czarships you could get, used car czar, ladies wear czar, fantasy football czar. It's the least attractive, I think, Ebola czar. Good choice, though. If you can be Joe Biden's aide, you can easily be Ebola czar. Pretty much the same duties. Good news on the infinite eating front. Between Lifetime Starbucks and Endless Pasta, a guy could do pretty well for himself over the years. That's the latest thing there. Assuming they continue Obamacare, you'll be fine. Elections coming up, polls show likely voters neck and neck with unlikely voters. We have, as you know, likely voters, pretty likely voters, and meant to voters. Three classes of voters. Our Republicans should control both the House and Senate and be just a president away from the seventh seal of the apocalypse. Huh? Was that dramatic? I thought it was unusually dramatic for me. Ancient kangaroos, it turns out, did not hop, but actually staggered like modern Australians. And here's something else in science I found interesting. Maybe you don't. But there's ice water on the planet Mercury, which you got to be really thirsty to try and get it, I'll tell you, because it's not going to be easy. Okay. You didn't think that was interesting. In economic matters, builders' confidence is down one floor in a mudroom. The good news looks like no polar vortex this winter. The bad news is the Weather Channel is still naming winter storms from Astro to Zealous with Gorgon, Linus, Pandora, Remus, and Yuli in between. So the weather's not bad enough. You got to get winter storm Yuli coming at you. Remus. Winter storm Remus. God, are they serious about these names? They have no right. The war on ISIS, if you can call it a war with only one side fighting, not least has the name Inherent Resolve, is the name of the war, if there is one. Inherent Resolve. Rejected names include Indignant Retort, Insipid Resort, Intrinsic Remonstrance, Insolvent Residue, and Take That Sucker, which I personally favor. A little more direct. Ann Romney says, done. Done, done, done. She did not say with what or whom. More of a babble, really. So Paulie Ryan of Janesville, Wisconsin, come on down. Okay. That was for him anyway, so that's why you can ignore that. The True Value module docks with the International Space Station for plumbing repairs has to return to Earth for the wrong washer. This must not be on. I don't know. I mean, really, internally, I'm killing, right? I'm killing myself is what I'm doing. Here in Madison, top secret Air Force spacecraft buzzes Camp Randall's stadium during Badger's jump around. Or it may have been extraterrestrials out there. So, wondering what the hell the fuss was about. And we're concerned for galactic reasons. The first Google glassaholic is in rehab right now in a straitjacket, so he won't tap his right temple with his index finger constantly. Going to be a long road for him. A woman sues the fertility lab for getting the incorrect sperm. You know, I wish I had a nickel for every incorrect sperm. Do the math, billions of them over the years. That's billions of nickels that adds up after a while. Pope Francis says homosexuals should be allowed to be priests and nuns. Everyone continues to blame us, Jameis. Don't you read? Don't you people read? Do you read the sports section? Jameis. They blame us, Jameis. God, that would kill them in some places. FSU, that would kill them. New Google Express delivery service actually can send items to you in the past. The hard part is trying to remember what you really didn't need in 1974. Governor Walker says Wisconsin open for Ebola. Lots of jobs in Ebola. Walker also said the minimum wage serves no purpose and child labor needs to allow for jobs where it takes a little person to get in there. Well digging, volcanology, and so forth. Thank you so much. That's all the news. That is it. Don't think about it. It's the worst thing you can do is think about it. Oh, boy.